Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. You're looking good today.
Hi friends, my name's Pauline. Thanks for being with us today. Today's topic is Around Town.
And the title of our lesson is, Where Can I Study? Where can I study? So Pauline, what do you think about our title today?
I like it. It's a good question. Finding a good place to study can be difficult, and different people like to study in different places.
Good point. This will be interesting to talk about. But before we start talking too much, let's go ahead and look at our Read It. Friends, read along with Pauline.
Students go to school. Teachers give them homework. Students do homework after school or at night. They can study at home. That is convenient. They can also study at a coffee shop. They can study at the library too. Some students take online classes. They just need a computer and Wi-Fi. Students are often tired, but they still finish their work.
So, Pauline, you and I aren't students anymore, but does that mean you don't study anything?
Oh, definitely not. I still study a lot. For example, I am taking Chinese classes at night. I want to get the most out of it. After all, I'm paying for my classes, so I have to study.
That's good for you. Well, you're never too old to learn, right?
That's true. Whether you are a student or not, friends, I think today's lesson will be useful for all of us. So let's get learning. Here's Christina with today's keywords.
Hello, Matt. 最近报名了线上课程，只要有电脑和 Wi-Fi， 到哪里都可以上课。Tina 说 ，How convenient。多方便啊，形容词 convenient 就是方便的，不管是在咖啡厅或者是图书馆都可以读书。图书馆是 library， you can study at the library too。 Matt 说 I only need a computer and Wi-Fi， 电脑就是 computer， 所以 Matt 白天上班，下班后就读书，其实他是蛮累的。 He is tired，形容词 tired 就是疲累的，有时候他连功课都做不完呢。Sometimes he can't finish his homework. 动词 finish 就是完成。
Hey Matt, are you busy tonight? Some of us are going bowling.
Thanks, but I study every night. I take online classes.
Great! Are your classes fun?
Yes.And I only need a computer and Wi-Fi.
How convenient! But you're very busy. You work and study?
Yes. Sometimes I can't finish my homework.
Today's conversation starts with a good example of how to invite people to do something with you. Tina says, Hey Matt, are you busy tonight?
This is a common way to begin an invitation. You say, are you busy? And then the time that you want to do something. For example, are you busy tomorrow, Peter?
Well, yes. I'm teaching with you.
Oh, right. Are you busy this weekend?
No. Why?
Well, some of us are going skiing. Want to come?
Really? That would be great.I'd love to go skiing.
Oh, Peter, I was just giving an example. Actually, I need to study for my Chinese class this weekend. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe next time we can go. Or I can go with Tina. Some of them are going skiing, right?
No, Peter, sorry again, but they are going bowling.
Oh,
Hey, but bowling is fun, too. They're going tonight. I'm sure you can go with them if you want.
Well, maybe I will. Is Matt going, too?
No, actually, Matt has to study because he's taking online classes. Christina, could you tell us more about this phrase, to take classes?
Matt 说他下班后不能出去玩，因为他每天晚上都要读书。I take online classes. 他在修线上课程。请看动词 take， 这个字是英文里的万用字之一，它的用途真的很广，在这里是用来表达修课这个动作。比如 How many classes are you taking? 你修多少课？ I plan to take her math class. 我打算要修她的数学课。这个用法相关的还有像考试，考试也可以用 take， 你可以说 They take tests every day， 他们每天都考试。 When are you taking the test？ 你什么时候要考试？
Thanks, Christina. Hey, Pauline, have you ever taken online classes?
Yes, after college, I took some graduate classes online. It was a great experience. I learned a lot. I hope Matt enjoys his classes.
Well, Tina asked Matt, are your classes fun? And he said, yes.
Oh, I'm glad. And I'm glad that Tina asked that question, too. It's a really useful sentence pattern. Let's practice using it with Rebecca.
Hey, friends. Here is the moment that you've been waiting for. You get to learn a new use it tip.In today's Use It, you are going to learn how to ask questions that can be answered with a yes or a no. For example, are your friends nice? You can answer by saying yes. Well, here's another example. Is your shirt new? You can answer by saying no. Friends, it's time for you to go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca.Well, Pauline, are your coworkers friendly?
Most of them.
Hey!
Just kidding. Yes, all of my coworkers are very friendly. But let's get back to talking about Matt and his online class. Online classes are very convenient.
Convenient. This is a useful word. For example,Living near your work or your office is convenient.
Right. It is easy to get to work if you live nearby. Online classes are convenient because it's easy to take classes. You don't have to travel to a school or be at class at a certain time.
Right. That makes it a lot more convenient. The only thing you need is a computer and Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi is basically another word for the internet. Of course, you need the internet to do an online class.
True, but why do you need a computer? You can get internet on your phone.
Well, yeah, but you need to write papers for class. You can't write a paper on your phone. You need a computer for that.
All right, friends. Well, right now we need to take a short break. We'll be back right after this.See you soon.
Let's talk in English. Tell us every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends. So, Peter, when you were in college, did you also have a job?
Well, yes, I did. I worked at a restaurant.I would serve food there, so I could work at night, but go to school during the day.
Okay, so you understand how busy Matt is. It can be hard trying to take classes and work at the same time. Let's check in on him now and see how he's doing.
Where can I study tonight?
Hi, Matt. Are you studying tonight?
Yes.But I'm tired.
Go to the Jungle Cafe. You can study and drink coffee.
I can't study at the Jungle Cafe. It's too noisy.
Well, you can go to the library. It's quiet.
The library is too quiet. I may fall asleep.
This conversation starts with another good question.
Who does Matt ask the question to, though?
Well, that's the funny part. He's talking to himself. Do you ever talk to yourself, Pauline?
I try not to. Other people might think I'm crazy. But, okay, I guess I do sometimes. What does Matt ask himself?
He asks, where can I study tonight? I like this question. I use questions like this when I am in a new place.
Oh, yeah, I asked these questions a lot when I moved here. I would ask friends and coworkers, where can I mail this letter? Or where can I get a good cup of coffee? Where can I buy a blender?
Well, Matt is new here, too, so he doesn't know where to study.
Taylor sees Matt and asks him about it. She says, are you studying tonight?
We know the answer is yes, but Matt is tired. Oh, tired means sleepy. It is hard to study when you are tired.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst. But Taylor has a good suggestion. She says, go to the Jungle Cafe and you can study and drink some coffee.
Well, does coffee help you stay awake, Pauline?
It helps some people stay awake, but actually, it doesn't help me. My mom and sister, they can't drink coffee in the afternoon because they will stay up all night if they do. But it doesn't really help me stay awake. I just like the taste.
Well, it is true that coffee can help people stay awake. And even if it doesn't, many people enjoy studying with a coffee cup and at a coffee shop.
Well, I do too. I love studying at coffee shops.
But it's too noisy.
Well, maybe for you, but I like a little bit of noise when I am studying. It helps me stay awake.
Sure, but it's too noisy.
Oh, okay, Peter. You know, just because I like studying at a coffee shop different than you, it's okay.
No, Pauline. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to tell you, it's too noisy. That's today's
calendar phrase.
It's too noisy.
It's too noisy.
那太吵了。
Let's study at the cafe.
No, it's too noisy.
Let's study at the restaurant.
No, it's too noisy.
Let's study at the mall.
No, it's too noisy.
Okay, let's study at the library.
No, it's too quiet.
It's too noisy.
It's too noisy.
那太吵了。
Our friends in calendar phrase are having the same problem as Matt.
Right. Matt thinks the Jungle Cafe is too noisy to study in. But the library is so quiet, he may fall asleep. Christina, can you tell us more about that? Don't fall asleep.
Matt 说图书馆太安静了，去那边读书可能会睡着。I may fall asleep. 我们来看 may 这个字，它在这里是助动词，可能的意思。因为是助动词，所以后面接的动词必须是原形动词。比如 ,he may come home late today. 他今天可能会晚回家。We may take a trip to Russia this year. 我们今年可能会去俄罗斯旅游。如果 may 后面接的是动词，是 be 动词，就要说 she may be tired， 她可能很累，用原形的 be。May 还有另外一个最常用的用法，就是用于请求许可或是表达、表示允许当可以的意思。比如 ，May I come in？ 我可以进来吗 ？You may go home now。你现在可以回家了。所以助动词 may 最常当可能或是可以的意思用。
Thanks, Christina. We've learned a lot of great new words today, haven't we? Ooh, but before we start our keyword review, can you remember any of them?
Oh, yeah, I can. Tired, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah, and...
Scratching... No, typing!
No!
Oh, right, a computer.
That's right, very good. Okay, well, let's go ahead and review all of our keywords together now.
Here's the first keyword from today. Convenient. Convenient. Let's meet at school. That's convenient.
Library. Library. We can go to the library and read.
Computer. Computer. I do my homework on the computer.
Tired. Tired. Annie was tired on Monday.
Finish. Finish. Can I finish my homework now? Okay, friends, keep on practicing those keywords at home. And now let's take a look at our lesson one more time.
Hey, Matt, are you busy tonight? Some of us are going bowling.
Thanks, but I study every night. I take online classes.
Great! Are your classes fun?
Yes, and I only need a computer and Wi-Fi.
How convenient! But you're very busy. You work and study?
Yes, sometimes I can't finish my homework. Where can I study tonight?
Hi, Matt. Are you studying tonight?
Yes, but I'm tired.
Go to the Jungle Cafe. You can study and drink coffee.
I can't study at the Jungle Cafe. It's too noisy.
Well, you can go to the library. It's quiet.
The library is too quiet. I may fall asleep.
I like this picture. I'm afraid this is how Matt feels today.
Well, it is really hard to study when you are tired, Pauline. Do you have any tips for Matt? What do you do when you are feeling tired, but you really need to study?
Well, if it's nice outside, I will go on a short walk. That helps me wake up. What about you?
Well, I like to do that too, although sometimes I will also just take a short nap. In English, we call this a power nap. It's a short and hopefully will give you extra power and keep you working.
My husband does that too, but he drinks a cup of coffee before he goes to sleep. He says when he wakes up 15 minutes later, the coffee also starts working.
I've never heard that before, but I guess it's worth a try. Friends, do you have any other tricks or tips for studying when you're tired? Chat about that with a friend.
Also, I do remember sometimes I'll just take a quick short shower that will wake you up too, like a cold shower.
Yeah, especially when you're feeling stressed. That can help you relax too. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed this chat. Now let's see what James and Ginger are up to.
Hi, Ginger. Are you okay?
No, I'm tired. I go to school all day, and I study all night.
And now it's time for homework.
No, I can't do homework.
Why not?
I'm not at home.
Very funny, Ginger. You don't have to do homework at home.
I don't?
No, you can do it at the Jungle Cafe or in the library.
Really?
Yes, you can do homework anywhere.
Oh, then let's go someplace else.
Where?
How about the movies?
Very funny. Now finish your homework, Ginger.
Hmm. All right, today is Monday, and you know what that means. We can practice answering and asking questions together. Here's question number one. Why can't Matt study at the Jungle Cafe? Why can't Matt study at the Jungle Cafe?
You can find the answer in conversation B, because it is too noisy. Here's question two. Where do you study? Where do you study? Let's hear some answer from some of our friends.
Where do I study? My husband likes to study at home, but I don't like that. I like to go to a coffee shop and study. I like to get a cup of coffee and set up my computer and study there. That's what works best for me, but everyone likes different things and different places for studying.
Where do I study? Well, that's a good question. Sometimes I study in the library, but if I go, they make me leave because I'm too noisy. So then I study in a coffee shop. But then when my coffee's gone, I leave. The best place for me to study is in a tree. It's quiet and fun. How about you? Do you study in trees? You should try it.
Where do I study? Well, I'm studying right now. I like to study in a quiet area. For example, the library or at home in my room. I get distracted very easily, so I can't study where there are a lot of people talking. So I like to study somewhere quiet.
Where do I study? I don't like to study alone by myself, so I seldom study at home. I also don't like to study where there are too many people, so I don't go to the library to study as well. When I do want to study, I go to a nice cafe and order something to drink. Studying in a cafe with nice, quiet music playing in the background helps me focus. Where do you like to study?
Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow, right here on...
Let's Talk in English!
Goodbye!